With the highest per capita beer consumption in Australia and some of the hottest and most humid weather, finally scientists might have come to the rescue with a hydrating beer. Associate Professor Ben Desbrow is the genius behind the research. He joins us from Griffith University, Griffith Health Institute. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Julia. How are you?
I'm good. This sounds like very good news, particularly for Territorians for whom, you know, a hard-earned day's work deserves a hard-earned beer or something like that is how it goes. And it doesn't always work out so well, does it?
No, it doesn't, Julia. And I guess that's probably prompted us to do some research in this area, is looking at alcohol consumption and trying to find a solution to what is a fairly massive health problem for Australians.
What is it about alcohol that dehydrates you?
Well, alcohol, particularly in a dehydrated individual, so somebody who might have been at work and the work's caused them to sweat a lot, or they might have been participating in sport or any form of exertion, technically doesn't dehydrate somebody in that situation. What it does is it very poorly rehydrates you. So when somebody consumes a beverage like beer that's got a reasonable amount of alcohol in it, you don't retain very much of that fluid at all. If someone's well hydrated and they're drinking beer, it will cause them to lose proportionally more fluid. But in our research, we're particularly interested in those individuals who are already dehydrated, and then they commence consuming beverages that contain alcohol like beer.
And is that the cause of the headache or the hangover?
Well, it's most likely the breakdown, of the alcohol that's in the drink. So there's actually very little research that's been conducted looking at hydration levels and the effects of hydration on hangover. Most of the research suggests that it's got to do with the metabolism or the breakdown of the alcohol that somebody's consumed and some of the other compounds that are often mixed with alcoholic beverages that are found in beer and wine.
So what have you done to the beer, Ben?
Well, we set out to try and find if we could, if we could find a solution to provide a beer alternative that was potentially a little bit healthier than other existing commercial beers that are currently on the market. Clearly, beer is a very popular drink to be consumed after these sort of periods of exertion. So what we wanted to try and find out is, if someone was going to drink beer, could we provide them with an alternative that was actually a little bit healthier? So to do this, what we did, we took a couple of commercial beers, one which was low in alcohol and one which was a regular full-strength beer, and we looked at the science around electrolytes, and we modified the electrolyte profile of both of the beers. So we brought participants into our laboratory, and we gave them four different experiments. On two of the occasions, they just got the commercial light beer, and then on another occasion, the commercial full-strength beer. And then on two other occasions, we gave them those beers with our electrolyte modification to see what impact it had on their post-exercise fluid recovery.
So what does a beer with electrolyte modification taste like?
Well, we did some very rigorous pilot testing beforehand to see exactly what we could do to the beverages in order to change their electrolyte, make it palatable.
Sounds like the perfect research study, I have to say, Ben.
Yeah, well, it was not by any form of coincidence. It occurred on a Friday afternoon. With a relatively small group of friends of ours. But our main aim for the study wasn't to look at flavour, because there's a whole area of research and lots of very smart people who work in sort of flavour, and particularly around sort of beer beverages and manipulating flavour. So what we wanted to find out primarily was if we could modify something to make it taste reasonable, but get an electrolyte profile that we thought was going to be advantageous from a rehydration perspective. So once we...
Because you don't want your beer to taste like Staminade, do you?
No, you don't. But one of the really good things about beer is that there's lots of other components within beer that can potentially mask some of that electrolyte flavour. So from a future development perspective, it offers some real potential to modify electrolytes without affecting flavour too badly.
And are you keeping it secret what these electrolytes actually are?
Oh, no, it's been published in the journal article we published in the International Journal of Sport, Nutrition and Exercise Metabolism. It's primarily a sodium modification, which is well known to affect fluid recovery. We're working on other aspects of beer as well to try and improve its potential as a sort of recovery drink through things other than electrolytes as well. But in terms of particular studies, we manipulated the electrolytes and really found an effect only with the lower alcohol beer. So when you had a full-strength beer and you modified the electrolyte profile of the drink, it really didn't have too much of an effect on its rehydration potential. It was really only when you lowered the alcohol content and you modified the electrolytes, we see a sort of additive effect from the two things.
And how effective was it?
It was very easily able to be detected. We only had a relatively small number of participants in this study. We only had 7 participants, and we could stop the study clearly after many people because we could see an obvious effect. It improved the rehydration potential by about a third in comparison to the other beers that we had in the study. So it was quite a marked result.
That's pretty impressive. Does that mean we can drink a third more?
Well, not necessarily. We gave our participants quite a large volume of drink in order to try and test the theory, if you like. From our perspective, it's about providing that alternative drink that people, if they're going to consume beer after exertion, that there's an option that is still, you know, considered socially acceptable, but as I said, a little bit healthier for them.
And this story's gone a little crazy over the weekend, I believe, Ben. Lots of interest.
Beer appears to be quite popular globally. We've had some news reports in India. We've had things in the US and in the UK. I think I finally found out what it feels like to be popular.
Not just amongst your 7 friends.
That's right.
On a Friday afternoon.
I'll always be popular with them, Julie.
Very interesting. Thanks so much, Ben.